What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Studio Bill Bush joins us from the Piano Room in Curtis, Nebraska. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane also at 70th and Pioneers. We know Shin Daddy is retired, but he's in the building still this week at Midwest Bank, right, Bill?
He is in the building right now, and he really hasn't had any time off just to even start this retirement at all like that. There's been a lot of old customers and current customers coming through, and then he's been looping, you know, for over 30-something years. So you got kids coming in that, you know, that are now, you know, getting close to getting ready to retire. And they started off with Shin Daddy, you know, way back in when this thing all started out, you know, way back in the 80s. So a lot of people stopping through to kind of get a chance to visit with him and thank him. And we're all very thankful for Shin Daddy, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be remiss not to congratulate him on his retirement publicly. So congratulations, Shindy. I'm sure you did a great job over the course of your career.
We did.
Long career.
And I like the loopers. Yeah, the kids are stopping by now, grown adults. Going to see him again.
Looper. Imagine the kids walking in every day and seeing the buses just parked, not out front warming up. Imagine when you came to school and you saw the buses warming up in front, you knew you were looping to the bank. Now they're just parked. just over there, just turned off, nothing going. Yeah. That would be a sad day as a kid. If I'm a kindergartner coming in, imagine riding with your mom. Think we'll loop today, Mom? Any chance we'll loop? And then you see the parked buses every time. So it's a downer there at Creighton right now.
Oh, I think I understand.
Hopefully someone will restore the looping again down the road. You never know. But for now, the buses are off. Sad.
All right, Bill.
464-5685. Call or text the show as always. Now, we have talked on this show for years and many times about bowl momentum. Is it real or not? The question I have is beyond that, though. It's not about bowl momentum. It's more about how much does it help going right into the transfer portal period. Nebraska will play a bowl game on December 31st, the portal opens up January 2nd through the 16th. Mm-hmm. Is there any thought that a win could give them a bump versus a loss, or is that just an indifferent scenario there of how the portal would be effective for Nebraska? You get what I'm saying there?
Yeah, I do. I mean,
if they win, beat Utah, hey, you're jacked up. You're 8-5 as a program. Maybe there's a bump in the portal. If you lose, you get crushed. Does that hurt you at all? I don't know.
The question, I think Bill would agree. The question I'd have right away is, a lot of kids have decided already. They're not assessing the bowl and saying, okay, Nebraska beat Utah. Maybe I'll think about Nebraska. I think a lot of those decisions have already been made. Maybe, though, there could be cases. There definitely could be cases where it helps you. I've always, Bill, we don't need to, me and Jake have got into this. I don't want to get two on one. I've always believed in bowl momentum. I think it can be helpful going into an offseason.
I think it's like everything else. It's just changed a little bit. I think it's a little bit. But bowl momentum is there is something to it. Here's where the momentum's at. It's not so much based on your the recruits or what's going on. And it's the mood in the building.
Right.
When you have a mood in the building, I guarantee the vibe in the building. I mean,
yes.
Winning the Pinstripe Bowl last year, the vibe in the building was much better than if they'd have lost that game. So that's the best way to look at it. The mood is better.
Yeah.
Do I think it will swing a key component in the portal? No.
Yeah.
No, okay. I really don't.
Okay.
I think it the only thing you can do is it really can't help you much, but it could hurt you.
Okay.
You know, if all of a sudden, you know, if all of a sudden this game goes bad and you know, it looks bad on TV, that can hurt you. If it goes good, it's like, I don't know how much it actually helps you from what Steve had said. But if someone said, you know, what's your number one thought there? It doesn't affect it a whole lot either way.
Would you agree that a lot of players, and maybe even you would say most players have made, they already know before the portal opens kind of what they're doing? They don't go in. My sense is that a lot of guys don't just go into the portal and say, okay, I'm in. Now what?
No, the only thing you're looking for is if something changes oddly after their bowl game, you know, all of a sudden it's like, you know what? Someone we didn't think was going in the portal is going in the portal. Someone may didn't have that thought all the way up until December 28th. Uh-huh. And all of a sudden it's like, you know what? I am going to go in the portal. So that's but no, those that are going in, you know, right now who those are. You're here because you can announce it that I'm going in the portal. Yes, you're not in the portal, but you can go in and they say, well, you can't talk to them, but they get in the portal. Yeah, someone's talking to them. Go ahead.
Well, by the way, there hasn't been, I thought there'd be a little more activity at Nebraska in terms of players going in
prior to the bowl game.
I thought there would
be. All we know is that Emmett Johnson is not playing. He's going pro. Deshaun McCullough is going pro but playing.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that Janarian Parker's in the portal.
And Caden Vermaas.
And that's really it so far that we know of publicly.
Right. So
there might be some that go in afterwards because there might be some that are like, okay, I don't have a great future here.
Okay.
But I'm going to go to that bowl game.
Okay.
You know, I want to go to that bowl game. I want to go to the game. I want to practice. I want to go to Vegas. I want to get bowl gifts. I want to do all the stuff. Because why wouldn't you do that? You know, the people that wouldn't do it would be somebody that, you know, is risking a lot with an injury or something, or just want to get moving forward. Because there's only, I don't even know what the percentage is, Steve. You know, Sean can answer that later. But those that are garnering huge attention is very few. It's like, what, 6-8% of those in the portal that really get attention. The other 90-some percent do not get attention.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people go in the portal, and it's like no one calls them. No one talks to them.
Right.
It's not what they hoped it would be.
Right.
But the ones you hear about, like, oh, what about, about the Arizona State quarterback? Well, 40 teams want him. You know, and that's what you hear about. And there's certain players you hear about. That's all you hear about. It's about 6%. And the other ones that go in, you don't hear about. So if you're going to be someone's going to go in the portal and not going to create any form of a buzz whatsoever, go to the bowl game, man.
Yep. Okay. Okay. Let's.
Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look into the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. You shouldn't have to rearrange your life to deal with hair loss. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real personalized care on your schedule. Think about Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit, hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Hey, this is Steve Gorman, radio host, sports commentator, former drummer for the Black Crowes. The winter holidays are here, a time for festive celebrations, family gatherings, and ringing in the new year. Whether it's a holiday party, a night out with friends, or just relaxing by the fire with a few drinks, it's a season full of good cheer. But here's something else to add to your holiday plans: a safe and sober ride home. Just like in sports and music, always have a game plan. And the most important part of any plan is sticking to it. If you plan to drink, take that plan a step further. Call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or have a designated driver lined up before the night begins. Drinking and driving is a decision that can change your life and the lives of others forever. A DUI, a crash, an injury, the consequences are real and lasting. So please, for your sake and for everyone else on the road, make the smart choice. Get a sober ride home. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Yes, it is. It's interesting. There's so many different scenarios in that, in these discussions. That's the thing. Not everything's the same. You can't throw a blanket over it. I just know that there's not been a lot of portal activity by Nebraska players going in. And we'll see what happens.
You still have major confusion at quarterback,
world,
too.
Not just in Nebraska, but across the country. There might be some that are trying to put something on film in their bowl game.
Yeah. Okay.
So that could be a factor for any team. Mississippi State could be like, I think I'm going to go in the portal, but I'm going to play a lot in this bowl game, and I'm going to put something on film. And so I can get out there. I'm a pass rusher, whatever it is. I'm going to put something out there to try to up my stock. If I was someone that's like, listen, you're not really going to get much attention unless you do something in this bowl game. Okay. Let's go out and see if I can get something done to up my stock.
Interesting. Now, Jake, you just said Nebraska has major confusion at quarterback.
Well, I think there could be. I mean, I'm not saying right now there is, but there could be. Let's say either way, Latif is, you know, scheduled to play this bowl game per Matt Rhule yesterday. Still, you know, he's going to practice this week. Is that right?
Yeah, okay. He's going to practice today.
So, again, if he plays well, I mean, Nebraska fans want him back. They want Latif back, I would think. And there's still confusion with Dylan, what he's going to do, but If Latif plays poorly against Utah, which is possible, he's not 100% healthy, and of course you don't have your star running back to help you out in that game with Emmett Johnson.
Right,
Spindler's out of the game. I mean, it gets confusing about what you do with him, or if he enters the portal. We're talking about just chaos as expected on January 2nd. It's going to be a very odd situation with that quarterback spot specifically for Nebraska.
I don't know how to characterize it.
Because when is Dylan supposed to be healthy?
February.
February, he's back.
Yeah, the goal is for him to be kind of ready to roll in February, done with his rehab. He's walking now. Yeah, I mean, you're right. We don't know where that's going. The question I would have is, does Matt Rhule know? And my guess is no.
I don't know if he does.
Yeah, that's my guess. He doesn't. He can't get in those kids' heads. They have discussions, though. He has a better idea than us.
So you're talking about a 14-day period where do I have both quarterbacks? Do I have one? Do I have neither? Do I get to get a guy from the portal?
Neither's a disaster.
I mean, you're talking about 2 weeks of absolute potential chaos here in Nebraska with that spot.
I'm not pushing back. I don't want to pretend like I know where it's going.
I mean, there's no hypotheticals, but it's a potential hypothetical.
Well, the hypotheticals are fun to play out in your head unless you're directly involved.
I'm not Pat Stewart. I'm Matt Rhule.
Because when the show's over, we just leave.
Right.
Not like, I don't know.
I got my own
problem. See somebody on the street. What do you think? I don't know. Let it play out.
Better get the quarterback situation tied up. But, yeah, well, we'll see on that. Latif, though, it sounds like he's a, God dang, Bill's right, though, on those, okay. Latif is practicing. it's a hamstring. He had hamstring tightness. It's a hamstring issue. It's just one. He's just one little tweak away from a potential problem. That's scary. Hamstrings are scary because of that. I just love. There's so much in my mind that would be clarified if I could watch practice. Otherwise, you're just so much is open to the imagination, and that's where we get in trouble.
So no access at all, even during these first couple of days? Right. 30-minute access or anything?
No, nothing.
I thought you probably would. I thought during the first couple of days you might get that 30-minute access.
Well, I pressed. I mean, I didn't press Matt Rhule directly, but on video and radio I did, and said we will gladly leave our cell phones in a box.
You did say that.
And no notebooks and no live tweeting. So there couldn't be live tweeting because you don't have your phone. And I don't – I would – there's a lot you could see, and – it would be, you'd get some clarity on some things.
Who would manage the box? You see it as Keith Mann?
Yes,
managing
I do.
The box of phones. And would it be wooden and locked up would be the question.
That's a good question. I'd almost have to say that one would have to be created, a wooden box.
It creates problems, though, because you're not going to not tweet about that eventually. You saw practice. You can't tell somebody, hey, you can't tweet about this. And then they might forget what they saw or get information wrong.
That's true.
They couldn't write it down.
If you're just watching, like you, when they come in, they watch individual. And so they're not really watching team and stuff. So there's not a lot of like, yeah, they're throwing a lot of deep balls, taking a lot of shots down the field. I saw a lot of quarterback run in there. They wouldn't see that section of practice. So all they would see is D-line working, O-line working, those type of things.
That's true, Bill. But what if I told you I would push to see the entirety of practice? I would like to see some 7-on-7, some 11-on-11. Can we do that? You're the head coach. Can I do
it
that?
It wouldn't have surprised me to let you do it for the first two or three practices here until it gets to what next week. I'd be like, no, I'm not doing that next week. But this week we would do that. So push it harder, Steve.
Why am I interested? I'll give an example. What's Marcos Davila look like? How would I know? I don't know.
I haven't seen him.
But I would see him. And if you see him for a full day, you have a pretty good idea what you're dealing with. You see a full practice. You know, there's certain guys.
You haven't seen him throw since fall practice, right? At all. In person.
No, I haven't.
Since before the season.
Right.
Before the
season. I mean, what does Connor Booth look like now? What's that picture look like? I mean, you know, Mekhi Nelson and Mosey are battling at running back, but what's the second wave look like? Quentin Ives, who you saw in kind of mop up duty against Houston Christian,
yes.
But what's he look like now? What's Connor Booth look like? I could go on and on, but we're not. I don't think now. Sometimes Bill, they will let us see some practice at the bowl site. I wouldn't be surprised if we get to see that.
Where are they practicing, Steve? Are they going to like Bishop Gorman, or do you know their location?
Bill, I know you get frustrated when I ask you questions that you don't know. I don't know that. I'm sure it's been determined, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's been determined. They'll have a good spot. Because UNLV is in a bowl game. I'm not sure when they're playing, so I don't know if that's a possibility of using their practice facility or not. So that's... Sometimes UNLV is available, I'm sure, for practice facilities.
This is a good test right now. Let's see if – I wonder if Sean would know that.
I think – I'm going to go yes. I'm going to guess.
Okay.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say yes. I'm going yes.
Two yeses to a no. The reason I'm saying no is because he has not, in our conversation, said this is where they're practicing. So I have some – I have an advantage on you guys. I'm going no. I stick with yes, but I'm going no.
I'm sticking with yes.
Okay.
We'll talk to Sean at 8 o'clock. When we come back, though, it's time for Bill's Thrills next on Early Break on the Ticket.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.